This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord, on-air call-in line rooms. Head over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump on into those rooms. We'll join you there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio. I'm Ian.
I'm Michael.
And Melanie.
So for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about some very interesting news. Apparently, the group of migrants who have been, as of this earlier this weekend, they were amassed at the Guatemalan-Mexican border. In a large number of, low end has been an estimate of 4,000. Higher ends have been 7,000 or 7,500 people as a possible maximum number.
That estimate just came in a few minutes ago.
And it's the big news here is that they have made it through the border. That only about 1,000 to 2,000 of them actually went through the asylum or began the asylum process, which you were just doing some research, Michael, that apparently that can take up to a year.
That's right.
To go through, and who knows how much hassle and fees and applications and all the paperwork. Whereas if the Mexican government feels like just letting you be there, well, apparently that's an option, too.
That certainly is.
So the option of you jump off the bridge, get in a raft, and just go ahead and paddle yourself onto the shoreline, and just, you know, if the government just lets you do it, then apparently that's legal, too.
Well, so I am not by any means an expert in Mexican law, but I don't know. I have no reason to believe one way or the other if Mexico is as forgiving and lenient about immigration laws as, say, the U.S. is.
Wait, so you're not sure if they're as forgiving?
I have no idea, but I have no reason to just assume that.
Well, yeah, we don't know exactly what things are like down there, but I do know some folks, and I'm not going to say who they are, but I do know a couple that lives in Mexico that has been there now for longer than they were legally allowed to stay. So they are technically illegal.
Right, but from the U.S.,
from the U.S.
So I think that also, by the same token, I think that someone from England or Canada who's illegally in the U.S. from a visa overstay is not going to be treated the same as somebody from Mexico or someplace worse than that.
You mean from Guatemala or something?
Yeah.
Right. So the theory that they have is that if they get caught, they will have to pay the fine, which is, you know, nothing for somebody that's from the United States, still making decent money, pay the fine, and they may be deported back to the United States in that case. In which case, if they've paid the fine, presumably they can come back in, is the idea. So it's from what they said, from what they've heard, it's not as bad dealing with the Mexican migration.
So that's how Americans are treated. Right. That doesn't mean that that's how 7,000 Guatemalans are treated.
You're correct about that. In this case, it appears the 7,000 Hondurans, and this mostly Hondurans. I guess if some people from Guatemala wanted to move to Mexico and the U.S., this would be a good time to pick up and grab your stuff.
That's true. Well, Guatemala's not doing that great either, but
sure.
Honduras apparently is kind of a hellhole right now.
It's one of the murder capitals, if not the murder capital of the world, from what I understand. So, if there's a caravan of 4,000 to 7,000 people going to pass by your city and you want to get out of where you're at, this is a good time to go ahead and roll the dice, I think, and see what happens.
Join in.
Because, again, there's protection in numbers. And we've seen this happen here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we had as many as over 100 people in little downtown Keene in Central Square back in 2009. It's been almost a decade. in 2009 smoking cannabis. Not all of them were, but enough of them were to be basically unstoppable by the police. And the police made a couple of efforts to crack down and show their strength. And the people who were disobedient in that case marched down to the police station and proceeded to smoke pot inside the police station lobby. And at that point, the police decided they were going to do the same thing as the Mexican police, Mexican federals, federales have done here, is to just stand down. Because, and in their case, they came up with an excuse. So when the newspaper interviewed them about it, I'm like, well, you know, why aren't you doing anything? Their response was, well, we don't think there's any marijuana being smoked. We've investigated it.
We looked. We didn't see anything.
Right. So people were complaining, and they responded to the complaints. And when they responded, they could not find any evidence of marijuana being smoked.
I don't
know
that you're allowed to smoke tobacco inside of state buildings either.
Oh, this wasn't tobacco.
Oh, no.
I understand that, but the claim of the cops was that it's tobacco, but I'm pretty sure that's also illegal.
I don't think they ever made a claim about that. I don't think the police ever spoke. No. I'm not talking about when they went into the police station. I don't think the police have ever made any kind of public statement about that.
Oh, okay, so on the square.
I'm talking about on Central Square, where marijuana was being openly, you know, consumed every single day for a period of a few months.
Yeah.
But until it got really cold, then people didn't want to go out anymore. But, you know, every single day it was happening. And so that's what they were claiming, was that they'd sent officers down. They found no evidence of the law being broken. And so, therefore, they weren't going to continue to respond to
those. Yeah, and that was also one of those rare situations where even if you're the type of person that considers that a problem, if you just ignore the problem, it goes away because it has no reason to be there anymore.
So in this case, that's going to be true in Mexico. They can ignore this group of people.
Well, no, that's not true of this case at all whatsoever.
Well, I mean, there's probably going to be some...
those people are going to go away.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They're going to go away. It may be... They may not be able to leave without a trace because it is a large group of people. And while we can hope that many of them are picking up the garbage that they're generating, there's probably a few that aren't going to. Although, to be clear, even the hippies have a leave it better than you left it kind of ethos.
The hippies from the first world with infrastructure and wealth, those hippies?
Those
hippies.
I'm not going to jump to a conclusion, though, Melanie, without any evidence and say that these people are going to leave the place worse than they found it. I'm not going to do that. No. We don't have any evidence.
Well, I think that there is evidence. If there's large amounts of people fleeing from a place that's bad, it's not that the land is bad. The land isn't cursed with socialism or suboptimal societies or poor cultural behaviors. It's not like the dirt and the trees that's the problem.
Sure.
You're taking all the people from over here and moving them over there. Whatever those people are like, the good and the bad parts of them are coming with them to wherever they go to.
And I think you're going to see most of these people are going to be good. So that's why I'm not worried that they're going to be destroying their paths on the way to these places. But either way, the caravan...
Well, so even if they're good, that doesn't mean that they know how to navigate a society... I mean, forget that Mexico is a country.
All they have to do is know where north is.
Society. Okay, but it's going to take more than an hour to walk through Mexico.
Sure. So it's going to take days, I imagine. I don't know how many of them.
They can be good people all day long. They don't necessarily know how to navigate a society with, you know, more tech, with higher sanitation standards.
That is going to be a problem. The sanitation is going to be an issue.
So it doesn't matter that they're good people if they can't afford soap and wouldn't know what to do with it if they saw it, because it's really as horrible as they say. Like, these are still issues, regardless of what you think we should do
Honduras.
About it.
I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is the gangs and the governments and the corruption, and there's many issues down there. But the caravan here, according to the New York Times, is part of a tradition of mass migrations, often organized by advocacy groups, meant to provide safety in numbers to migrants who face many threats to their safety along the perilous migrant trail. Many say they are fleeing economic distress and violence in their homelands, and such caravans have usually numbered in the hundreds and have passed unnoticed. But the current caravan, by far the largest on record, has angered Donald Trump, who has seized on it as a campaign issue to fire up his base before the midterm elections. While other caravans have generally withered as they've progressed north, this one has grown, perhaps in part as a result of all the media attention that it has received. Mexican authorities warned as the migrants approached that only travelers with valid documents and visas or with claims for asylum or other forms of protection would be allowed into Mexico. They threatened deportation for those who tried to enter illegally and said they would progress the migrants one by one. But on Friday morning, thousands tried to cross the border en masse, surging past Guatemalan border guards before being turned back by a contingent of unarmed Mexican riot police. Officials said that as of late Sunday, they had received more than 1,000 asylum requests from caravan members at the border. Some migrants were taken to a local fairground that had been converted into a temporary government shelter, and many others remained on a bridge spanning the Suchiate River, waiting to be processed by Mexican officials. Officials also said that some might be eligible for humanitarian visas, and more coming up here on this big story. This is big news, in my opinion. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized, secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. Horizen.global.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Michael.
And Melanie.
For those of you here just tuning in, I want to make sure you know that the Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up this weekend. So it is not too late for you to get your tickets. They got the full schedule that has now been posted over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. I will be there. Mark is going to be there, who's one of our normal co-hosts. He's been on vacation this last few weeks. He's coming down there for the Bitcoin Conference, and it'll be the fourth Texas Bitcoin Conference and the fourth at which we've had the pleasure of attending. It's been a great event year after year, and it just keeps getting better. So if you've missed it before, now's your chance. Come out and see Paul Pway from the Edge Wallet, from also Bruce Fenton. Lynn Ulbricht is going to be there, mother of Ross Ulbricht, the man who's currently serving a double life sentence plus 40 years in federal prison for the dastardly crime of running a website. So Lynn's going to be there speaking this year, which is great. And we'll look forward to seeing you. October 27th through the 28th in Austin. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. There'll be great networking opportunities, panel discussions, and keynotes from industry leaders. Don't miss it. TexasBitcoinConference.com. So we're talking about the migrants. New York Times has an interesting story about how basically the Mexican government has been ignored at this point, that the thousands of people who were trying to cross from Honduras, they successfully got through Guatemala and now have gotten through the southern Mexican border simply by non-cooperation, by just getting tired of waiting for the Mexican government to process their applications for asylum, and rather than continue to wait on a hot bridge and, you know, out in the middle of wherever this is, on the west southwest end of Mexico, they just decided they were going to jump in the water and jump into rafts and make their way to the shoreline. And at that point, the Mexican government decided, well, they were just going to watch and let it happen. And I think it's amazing. It's a very interesting story. The largest caravan ever, according to the New York Times, at least maybe the largest one going through Mexico. There may have been larger ones in history at some point, but they're saying here this is a record caravan. Some have been in the numbers of hundreds of people, but never thousands like this. Officials said that some migrants might be eligible for humanitarian visas or even safe passage permits that would allow them to travel to the northern border of Mexico and apply for protection in the United States. In response to another migrant caravan last spring, Mexican officials distributed hundreds of safe passage permits to the participants. The revived caravan started moving on foot toward Tapachula about 5 a.m. Sunday, and the procession was orderly and peaceful. Some Mexican residents along the road cheered for the group or handed out bananas, tortillas, and water. So that's a nice sign that folks that are going to be encountering them along the way are being helpful rather than threatening towards these, mostly peaceful people who are just trying to make a better life for themselves. Several hours into their journey, Francisco Echevarria, a top federal migration official in the state of Chiapas, appeared in a police pickup truck and urged the migrants to register at a shelter. When the migrants demanded proof that they would not be deported if they did so, Mr. Echevarria offered to take several to the shelter to show them the rumors were false and to begin their asylum processes. About 10 of the migrants took him up on his offer and hopped into the back of the truck.
Did they come back?
That's my question, and it's not clear, right? Like, they could have just been disappeared at that moment. But, you know, all they had, this was the effort, right, from the Mexican government, is to send a guy in a pickup truck to say, okay, come with me, I'll help you with the applications. And, like, 10 people did, and then that's it. Everybody else just, you know, they don't trust the government.
I can't blame them.
Yeah, you can't blame them at all. That's one of the reasons why they're leaving Honduras. Among the people in the procession was Juan Carlos Garcia Garcia, age 16, from Honduras, where he had been a laborer in coffee fields. He said as he marched north, quote, it's not a crime to migrate. We've done nothing.
Well, it kind of is. People keep misusing that word.
It's not a crime to the victim.
Okay, that's fine.
So you're using the definition of crime as in, like, a government statute being violated. That's
because
a crime.
Because crime doesn't mean anything in Ancapistan. There's already a word for aggression. There's already a word for victimization. It's a government term.
The term crime was created by the government?
It doesn't mean anything else. Like, crime doesn't mean aggression. It means breaking a law.
Okay. So he said it's not a crime, and I think what he means is that it's not a violent crime. It's not something that actually, you know, harms another human being, and I can understand why somebody would believe that about that word.
Well, that's, well, I don't, but yeah, it's true that it's not aggression. It's just not true that it's not a crime.
He says, we've done nothing against Mexican law. He said they weren't going to allow us to pass, but God has the last word. And so they did pass. And again, they're now about 20 miles as of earlier today. They're probably continued marching. So don't know their exact location. But last, according to the New York Times, was the city of Tapachula, about 20 miles north of Ciudad Hidalgo. And that's where they spent Sunday night. So likely they've been continuing north as of today. If you want to comment, you want to weigh into the discussion, feel free to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, let's see. According to an article that you shared, Michael, here with me, the NBC News earlier this year reported on a group, Pueblos Sin Fronteras, which is basically people without borders, is what that stands for. You could say it's town without borders, but either way, this is apparently one of the groups that is behind the organizing here. And somebody had called in over the weekend to speculate and to say that there is some sort of group behind this. There's funding that's behind this. And my immediate response was, well, if there's funding behind this, it sure as hell ain't a whole lot because they don't even have water.
Yeah, this group does not have that much money.
Well, so just because there's funding behind something doesn't mean that the people who they want to say who they're saying they want to help are, in fact, the people that they actually want to help.
Okay, so how would the funding work in this case?
If either I just want to scare the U.S. about immigration, I mean, if I walk up to a bunch of people who really need to leave and I'm like, hey, look, I'm not going to give you water or food, but here's some gasoline,
mm-hmm.
they might be desperate enough to take me up on it.
Maybe so. Maybe. So we're going to learn a little bit more about this this group here, according to NBC News. And this is, again, a story from earlier this year when there was a smaller group of migrants that was attempting to cross through Mexico as well. As he stood among the mothers, children, and LGBT youths who had been walking through Mexico on their way to the U.S. border, Rodrigo Abeja found it hard to believe that Donald Trump had deemed these people dangerous. And that's what's happening again. Trump's once again taking to Twitter. It wouldn't surprise me if there were fresh tweets today. He's keeping people abreast of his opinions about this particular migration and trying to make it sound like they are enemies, that these people are invaders, that they're dangerous.
Well, they probably are dangerous.
Probably by what measure? What are you talking about?
Well, people in general tend to be dangerous.
No.
People who, yeah.
No, if there were dangerous people tending to be dangerous people, there'd be a very, very violent place in the world. And most people
are peaceful. Most of the world is very, very violent.
No, it's not. It's very, very peaceful. I've been to the supposed murder capital of Acapulco, and let me tell you, people aren't being shot left and right or beaten up. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Houston, Texas, delivering remarks at the Houston Toyota Center. Now, before leaving for that rally, the president was asked about his relationship with Senator Ted Cruz.
To me, he's not Lion Ted anymore. He's beautiful Ted.
Beautiful.
He's Texas. I call him Texas Ted. We have worked together very closely. I like him a lot. I actually like him a lot.
Members of the illegal immigrant caravan chanted, Si se puede, as they made their way north through Mexico. The caravan has ballooned to 14,000 people, and many of them are males. And this Honduran male joined Fox News and says he knows he's not going to qualify for asylum, so he's going to have to sneak across the border illegally.
I know this is not going to be easy. But, you know, it's a lot of people. I don't think he's going to be able to stop a lot everybody.
The Dow was down 126 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And then there's our Discord call-in lines that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. We're looking a little bit deeper here into this migration of a massive amount of people that has essentially, for the most part, ignored Mexican border officials and guards who had initially shot at them in order to keep them away from the border checkpoints in large numbers. But the numbers were so large, they were able to just essentially jump over the sides of the bridge and hop in rafts and make it to the shoreline, where Mexico's border guards basically let them move on, and now they're marching northbound, which is going to result in some very interesting conflict, which, you know, I wish there wasn't conflict. I wish they would just be allowed to cross into the United States and go about finding jobs and settling into different communities and making a new life for themselves. But Donald Trump, he's got politics to play, as do the Democrats as well. And they're going to use these people, and they're going to take advantage of them on both sides. Both the Democrats and the Republicans will be utilizing this, as we've seen over the last days that this has been getting major coverage. All these politicians on all sides have been using the opportunity to pander to their base. And, of course, all of it happening right up to the
right before the midterms,
right, which is what, 2 weeks away, I think, at this point.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, because it's not next week. It's the week after that. On a Tuesday. So we're just over 15 days here from the election. Now, I think it's going to take them longer than 2 weeks to make it to the border. I mean, Michael, you bicycled across the United States, and it's a bit of a journey on.
It's a bit of a journey on a bicycle. Walking, it's going to be quite a distance because they're basically starting at the bottom end of Mexico. I mean, this is literally, this is very nearly the southernmost point in Mexico.
Yeah, I've looked at the distance of how long it would take to drive in Mexico to go from Acapulco, which is not quite as far south. It's south, but it's not as far south. From like Texas to Acapulco, and you're looking at basically a full day of driving if you do it uninterrupted, like 24 hours or
that
so.
That sounds about right.
And so, you know, you doing that on foot is going to take, what would you say, weeks?
Yeah.
How many weeks is that going to take?
At least 2 weeks, and that's if you're moving pretty quickly, and these people are not moving pretty quickly.
Right. So the story here from NBC News about Pueblos Sin Fronteras, which is organized by one of the organizers is Rodrigo Abejo, who said he was surprised that Donald Trump has deemed these migrants to be dangerous. He's led Pueblos Sin Fronteras for over 15 years. They've had migrants leading them to the United States via caravans to help them seek asylum in other countries. Quote, these people are frustrated and desperate, he said in Spanish in an interview with NBC News from Mexico. The group's volunteers help the migrants stay together to protect themselves from danger along the way, including from criminals and natural elements, but also to move past law enforcement officials. The organization has been relatively unknown to most Americans until the president began tweeting about the people Abeja and volunteers began accompanying to the border during Holy Week, the final week of Lent, as commemorated by Christians. The president's tweets came after a story by BuzzFeed headlined, quote, a huge caravan of Central Americans is headed to the U.S. and no one in Mexico dares to stop them, unquote. The caravans are referred to in Spanish as Via Crucis Migrantes, or Migrantes, or Migrants' Way of the Cross. They are fashioned after the Stations of the Cross procession celebrated by Latin America and Latino Catholics to mark and reenact the final days of Jesus from prosecution to his burial in a tomb. In such processions, someone plays Christ carrying a wooden cross, and people from the congregation or community follow him. Similarly, the volunteers from Pueblos Sin Fronteras and other groups accompany migrants in a caravan that travels in buses, on trains, and on foot. Pueblos Sin Fronteras also runs a shelter for migrants. Abeja said this year's caravan is different from previous years, and there's cause for concern, but not of the sort Trump raised in his tweets. Abeja has been helping out with the caravan since 2013, said about 1,175 people were taking part in the caravan this year, with some fleeing gang violence in El Salvador and many more from Honduras than in previous years. Again, we're talking about the one that happened in April, of this year. Quote, about 80% of them are from Honduras. We have around 300 minors ranging from 1 month old to 11 years old. As of the rest of the people, we have about 20 youths who identify as LGBT and about 400 women. Abeja said the Hondurans in the caravan are fleeing the continuing political crisis and violence in Honduras that escalated in November with the election of President Juan Orlando Hernandez. His election was seen as rigged and was followed by violent protests that were shut down with a military-enforced curfew. And, you know, again, up here in the U.S., we don't get all the international news. I mean, we hear that Honduras is a bad place to be. We hear about the murder rate. I did not know what was going on there politically. So, yeah, curfews, that's got to be tough to live with. And here in the United States, they've certainly done curfews. They tend to be limited time, and I believe they should be protested, and they should be, you know, people should not be told what time they can leave their house. If you want to take a risk, if it's dangerous, supposedly, out at nighttime for whatever reason, and you want to take the risk of leaving your own home, you should be able to make that choice for yourself. And no government goon should be able to tell you, no, if you come out, we're going to arrest you, which is basically what a curfew is. If you get caught, you get arrested.
Right.
At least 30 people were killed during Honduras's election aftermath. The Organization of American States called for an election do-over after finding irregularities and deficiencies in the Honduran election process, but the United States recognized the election's outcome without insisting on another election or a review of the results. Going on, the Obama administration faced a surge of arrivals from Central America at the U.S.-Mexican border in 2014, mostly women and children. The numbers forced the administration to set up emergency shelters and a family detention center in Texas. They were also criticized for some of the steps that they took to stem the surge. Trump shut down the Central American Minors Program, which was set up by the Obama administration to provide a way for Central American children and later young adults rejected for refugee status to get a temporary stay in the U.S. if they had parents who were already here. So Trump shut that program down, which basically just allowed young people to come here in a more, I don't know, less bureaucratic manner, maybe a little bit easier of a process.
Slightly.
If they already had parents here. That's been shut down. The conditions that prompted the 2014 spike still exist in Central America today, according to a senior associate with the Latin American Working Group. Her name's Daniela Bergi Palomino. She says, quote, people are not leaving for economic reasons or to take advantage of a system in the U.S. She says they have real valid claims of fear of returning to the country. They don't have access to justice. The refugee crisis from the Northern Triangle has not ended. Unquote. When they get to Mexico, the Honduran migrants visit different embassies and consulates, including those belonging to the U.S., to try to be officially recognized as asylum seekers. Now, again, that's the way it's supposed to work when people do what they're told to do. But what we're seeing happening now in Mexico is they're just straight up ignoring the process. Most of them have not gone through the asylum process. They are just marching.
One thing about the asylum process that most people, I think, don't know is that most countries will not let you apply at an embassy. You have to actually show up at
the
border.
Really? According to the story here, there are people that have been stranded in Tapachula awaiting refuge. Most of them have been waiting a year or more, and the majority get rejected, said Abeja, who describes Mexico's asylum system as one that is, quote, demoralizing and exhausting. He says further, when Mexico rejects them, the next step is to go to the U.S., and the safest, most organized way to do that is through a caravan. After Trump's tweets threw unprecedented attention to the caravans, he and his team of Pueblos Sin Fronteras had to rethink how to help these migrants. They were arranging a day to get legal experts to review the cases of all the people in the caravan and determine who has asylum cases highly likely to win. To do that, or those that do, will carry on with the caravan. So that sounds like a really slow process, right? To have attorneys come in, review thousands of applications and denials, and figure out who's the best bet. Now they're just saying, screw it. Let's just get enough people together, and let's walk northbound and see what happens. And I am fascinated by it. We can talk more about Canada's cannabis experiment, or you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Also, we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And there's chat rooms on Discord as well. It's not just for call-ins. In fact, that's most of what goes on Discord, are people who listen to the show interacting with one another. There's an on-air now chat room, but there are other chat rooms with different topics like gaming or cryptocurrency. You can go there and get interactive for free over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System. Your property and your family are precious. You can protect them with Blink. Like we've done here, we've got the LRN studio. There's Blink here. There's also Mark's house has Blink cameras set up. And if Mark can set this up quickly, so can you. It is so easy to do. Even non-tech people like Mark have been able to do this. You unbox the cameras, put the batteries in. They're double A's, so not hard to get more when you eventually need them. And you will at some point, but if they say they're going to last up to 2 years. Mine have gone strong for more than a year thus far. And then you put the batteries in, you put the cameras up wherever it is you want them to be put, and then if you need to change the, you know, maybe you didn't get the right angle, you need to move it a little bit, or move it a lot. You can move it because there's no wires, you don't have to run any wires through walls or along walls or, you know, whatever you'd have to do to actually set up a typical home security system. This makes it easy, and it's all set up from your smartphone, which you then use to monitor if something happens in front of the camera later, and it'll send a clip to your smartphone so you can review that, or pull up the cam live and watch what's going on in real time. So it's up to you how you use the system. And by the way, there's no contracts or subscriptions, so you don't have to deal with any of that crap either. Really, it's the best of all the worlds here in home security. And Blink also works with Alexa. That's because Blink is an Amazon company. So here's how you get 3 Blink cams, which will get you started. I mean, you can do more if you want for way less than the other guys, plus save 15% by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. We've got a post here in the chat room by Makona512. He says the caravan, which is what we've been talking about most of the show, although we did start by talking about Canada and cannabis, which we can come back to here in a moment. But anyway, it's Ian, Mike, and or Michael and Melanie in the studio tonight. Makona says, quote, the caravan is getting a lot of negative attention because there are signs of political motivation for it due to the caravan having private security as well as individuals handing out money to people in the group. Okay, so those are interesting allegations.
Yeah, I hadn't seen any stories, and I haven't read every single news article about this,
yeah.
But I have not seen one yet about this particular caravan having private security or crimes going on. I'm sure this came from somewhere.
Yeah, I'm curious to know where that came from. I mean, I'm not denying it is true, but that certainly hasn't been reported on. That doesn't mean it's not true, right? Like, just because
right.
the news media doesn't report on a thing doesn't mean that that's not going on. They did mention that people along the route in Mexico have been giving them water. They have been giving them tortillas, bananas. So they've been trying to help these folks, and I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem like anybody's setting up porta potties, but maybe they're doing that too. Maybe there's some individuals in the towns that they're crossing through who are offering up their homes, or who knows? It would be interesting to know.
That could be.
You know what all acts of kindness are being extended? Is the private security being hired by the group that we were talking about, Pueblos Sin Fronteras? Who's hiring the private security? Are they local interested people?
That's a good question.
Yeah, anyway, he goes on here. He says, it formed quickly using those handouts, and it has also experienced a number of cases where individuals in it were arrested for criminal activity. And, of course, this is going to be the big issue that people focus on. And, Melanie, you certainly said earlier that you think people aren't good, generally. Is that, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Well, so I guess that's an entire philosophical discussion, but...
That's okay. We've got an hour.
Okay. So, yeah, people generally aren't good. And people, even if they are, you're dealing with trauma, based on their story,
mm-hmm.
you're dealing with traumatized... impoverished, large groups of traumatized, impoverished people who don't necessarily know how, like, just because they're, assume nobody's evil. I mean, if they're really that impoverished and really that traumatized, they're going to need a lot of work to integrate into anything remotely resembling a stable society.
Okay. Well, let's accept that people have been traumatized in Honduras, which is where most of this group is from.
If they haven't, then that means that where they're coming from isn't that bad.
Do we need to send therapists down there then?
Well, let's...
Well, we don't need to do anything that's down here. Okay, we're up here.
But what are you saying, though, should be done? Are you saying these people should not be allowed to come into the United States because they were traumatized somewhere? Or what?
No, so just because there's not a good solution to something doesn't mean that it's not a problem. And mm-hmm. I think that this is where a lot of... And I kind of take the non-position of, if I don't have anything anarchist to say, I don't say anything at all. But... It's been the past 2 hours, and I can't just not say anything for a whole show, right? But so something can be a problem without a solution. Like, that's a possible...
So you're not calling for government intervention on this?
I'm not calling for government intervention in anything.
Okay.
But a lot of anarchists tend to do this thing where they, especially the I don't want to say left anarchists, but the more people who tend to identify as voluntarists... do this thing where they're like, well, if I can't think of a solution that's not compliant, therefore it's not a problem. That's not how this works.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't think anybody here is saying...
This is definitely a problem. I mean, we've spent the last 2 hours talking about it.
But you've spent the last 2 hours talking about the caravan and how horrible Honduras is, and I don't disagree with that.
I see what you're saying.
But you haven't spent the past 2 hours talking about the practicalities of mass immigration.
Well, okay. The practicalities are, if some people are allowed to come here, then the people who want to step up to help those people out will step up to help those people out, whether it be to provide them with therapists or whether it be to provide them with a place to stay. Probably not the most comfortable of arrangements, likely will be available, but there will be places, you know, to stay if people were free to make those decisions. I would agree with you. If
like, nothing's stopping
saying,
anybody from just, like, adopting an immigrant, assuming, it, like, if they come here legally, if they have asylum, nothing's stopping anybody from just, like, adopting an immigrant, but that
Except for the government. They're the ones stepping
in the way. They will stop them from getting in, but once they're here, nobody's stopping you from adopting your local immigrant.
And that's what I'm saying. There's not a problem. Like, as far as that's concerned.
That's not what happens.
Well, what do you mean? You mean they're not going to be able to get work or find a place to stay, or you don't trust that people are going to...
Some of them are, some of them aren't, but that's just people in general, so that's not really unique to immigrants. But yeah, I mean, have you ever had to tell a grown man to wash his hands or show a grown person how to sweep or like...
yeah, there was a kid.
Because I have.
Yeah, sure.
So, and that's people in the U.S. And I don't want to bring that area of the country to New Hampshire, and so... I kind of have to assume that since people are willing to die to get here, that it's a whole lot worse where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Which means
they'll be appreciative, likely, of the good things that they're going to have here by comparison. Well, see,
you're superimposing non-traumatized,
you don't believe in people.
Good, moral, well-adjusted brain onto someone who's fleeing a deadly, aggressive state.
Now, they may be fleeing a deadly aggressive state, and they may have been traumatized, but does that really mean that they've suddenly become uncivilized? I don't buy it.
Absolutely not.
I don't buy it.
Absolutely
not. So, that's kind of a spectrum.
Of course there's going to be a spectrum. There's going to be some people in this group who absolutely are going to need serious therapy from the horrors or whatever it is that they've experienced down in Honduras. Maybe some of their family members were murdered or who knows what has happened to them.
Right.
Or they saw crimes, violent crimes being committed in front of them or whatever. They've been raped by gang members. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the government did it to them. But either way, I don't,
I can see some people need that kind of help, but I don't see it being a majority or even a significant minority.
You think that not even a significant minority of people who are fleeing somewhere that's so dangerous and so horrible that they're willing to risk getting shot at with machine guns to walk halfway across a continent don't have mental and emotional issues that they need to deal with?
Of course they have mental and emotional issues. Everyone does.
But you moved from a very dangerous place. You moved from Louisiana, one of the most dangerous states, one of the most jailing states. The government locks all kinds of peaceful people up in Louisiana. And you made the migration here to New Hampshire, which is a very long distance, not quite as, maybe about as far. I don't know. It's a long drive from...
It's a significant distance.
From Louisiana to New Hampshire. And, you haven't required significant taxpayer resources or anything like that. I don't know if you see a therapist, but you don't talk about it. If you do, you seem to have settled in just fine, and you've identified correctly that New Hampshire is better than where you came from in a lot of ways. These people are going to be just as grateful.
So the adjustment, you've seen people move to New Hampshire. The adjustment, you've seen people need to make an adjustment and not quite know how to deal with being in a better place.
Yeah, some people don't make it. You did, though. Hold that thought. We can come back with more here in moments. Hour number 3 is next. You can share your thoughts with us as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN. Join to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.